Figures recently published by Health Sciences North, HSN, and by Health Sciences North Research Institute, HSNRI, show that hospital president and CEO Dominic Giroux will be paid a combined base salary of more than $400,000 per year in each of the next 5 years. The salary figures are outlined in the HSN Summary of Contractual Terms and Conditions for Giroux as approved by the Hospital Board of Directors this past April, but the documents only appeared on the hospital website within the past few weeks. The new contract is for a 5-year period that ends on October 2, 2027. The 2022 numbers show that Giroux's HSN base salary is $320,824, which is the same base salary that was approved 5 years ago when he was hired, as of October 2, 2017. It was a 5-year agreement that extended to October 1, 2022. The newer numbers also show that Giroux has an additional yearly base salary of $80,208 as the president and CEO of HSNRI. This, too, was Giroux's salary assigned by HSNRI back in 2017. Together, the two salaries add up to $401,032. The HSN contract also provides for $12,000 a year car allowance to offset the cost of business-related transportation. It is defined as a taxable benefit. In addition to the base salary, Giroux is entitled to a performance bonus amounting to 15% of the base salary, based on achievement of predetermined performance goals, set by the board. For the HSN contract, this 15% amounts to $48,123. For the HSNRI contract, the 15% bonus amounts to $12,031. Together, the two bonus amounts could mean as much as an additional $60,154 on Giroux's annual paycheck, well over and above the $401,032 base salary. In terms of executive direction, the board said the CEO shall ensure that HSN staff, programs and services meet our commitments to carry out our patient care, teaching and research responsibilities with integrity, ensuring that patients and families are the focus of all we do. In addition, the board directed that the CEO shall ensure that the hospital, practices, activities and decisions are undertaken prudently, legally and in an equitable and reasonable manner congruent with commonly accepted business practices and professional ethics. In terms of salary reporting, Giroux's name has been on the Ontario Sunshine List for the past 5 years owing to the fact that he, like thousands of others on public payroll, has earned more than $100,000 per year. The only discrepancy is that Giroux's name shows up on the list only for his contract at HSN. It does not include his CEO earnings at HSNRI, which is not reported on the Sunshine List because the $80,208 from HSNRI is below the $100,000 threshold. The work contract also holds that the board may terminate the employment of the CEO at any time without cause with advance notice of 18 months plus 1 month for each year of service, up to a total of 24 months. Without advance notice, the payout of 18-month salary plus the years of service payment would function as a severance. He receives nothing if terminated with cause. The hospital may at its option provide continuation of the executive base salary and benefits, with the exception of short and long-term disability coverage, in lieu of working notice for such period or until the date that the executive commences new employment, whichever is earlier, said the agreement. Historically, Giroux has earned the following base salaries at HSN, which included a performance bonus as follows. These are Sunshine List figures. In 2018, base salary and bonus was $342,554. His HSNRI salary would have been an additional $80,208 over that. In 2019, base salary and bonus was $368,701. The HSNRI salary would have been an additional $80,208 over that. In 2020, base salary and bonus was $381,287. The HSNRI salary would have been an additional $80,208 above that. In 2021, base salary and bonus was $368,948, a drop of 3.2%. The HSNRI salary would have been an additional $80,208 above that. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.